Not much has changed since the time of Jesus. Tyrants are still grasping for power. Towers are still falling. Tragedies are still happening. Because nothing has changed, and in light of our current events, it continues to raise questions for me about God and fairness and mortality. My beliefs are challenged along with my hopes that there is some all-knowing, all-powerful, big other out there who, if I just believe and pray and behave rightly, will make sure that none of this happens to me or those I care about. The news of today challenges my ideas of fairness and that you get what you deserve. The good will be rewarded and the bad will be punished. But mostly, it reminds me of my mortality and that life is fragile and short and uncertain. I don't want to hear God is in control or everything happens for a reason or just have faith or any other trite, shallow, and tired cliche that so often gets spoken in these dire circumstances. I want to know why these things happen. Don't you? I want some explanation and a way to make sense out of it all. Tyrants and fallen towers and tragedy bring greater awareness to the preciousness of life and to what we are doing with our lives. In light of this, how do we get some understanding about what really matters and how we want to live? If you noticed in the gospel, Jesus did not deal with the why question. He moves the focus away from why these kind of things happen and places it on how we live in a world where these things happen. How is usually a much better question than why anyway, because how points towards the future. Why looks back at the past. So how do we find our place amid uncertainty and turmoil in our lives? Repent. That's Jesus' answer to the how question. And he says it twice in today's gospel. Unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did. What does that bring up for you? I think our understanding of repentance is way far too narrow. We make it only about behavior and changing from bad to good. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I'm in favor of good behavior. But Jesus is very clear that he is talking about more than bad behavior. He's offering a choice between life and death. That choice is always before us. Like Moses in the first reading, every moment is a burning bush moment for us, a moment of hope, a moment of new life and more life. The only question is whether we will, like Moses, turn aside to look at this thing. Will we turn aside to find the courage and the hope and the perseverance needed during these days? Will we turn aside to address the needs and the interests of others? Will we turn aside and seek and break our usual pattern of thinking and acting? Will we turn aside to see the opportunity to love, have compassion, and forgiveness? Will we turn aside and bring good news to the poor, bind up the brokenhearted, release the captives, and let the oppressed go free? And will we turn aside to do justice, bring peace, welcome the stranger, and love the enemy? We need time to rethink ourselves as more than who we have been in the past. This isn't about redoing or undoing the past. It's about how we want to live this moment, the next, and the one after that. Revisit your life, Jesus is telling us. Revisit your relationships. Revisit how you might live and respond to those tyrants and fallen towers and tragedies of life. The parable that Jesus tells at the end of today's gospel is a warning about complacency and the consequences of remaining silent and unproductive. This is our work to do. No one else can do it for us, and neither will God or Jesus. The things are going to get turned around, then it's up to you and me, just as it was for Moses in today's reading from the Old Testament. God tells Moses, I have observed the misery of my people. I have heard their cry. I know their sufferings. I'm sure Moses was thrilled to hear those words. Who among us today doesn't want to hear those same kind of words from God? They are words of care and compassion and justice, words of hope and change, words of presence and promise that things are finally going to turn around. God's concern, however, becomes our work. And God says to Moses, so come, I will send you. And isn't that what we pray for each week? Each week at the end of the liturgy, we pray, and now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do. God says to us, come, I will send you. Like I said, it's our work to do. Amen.